here for another afternoon update. We are going to have a great show for you this afternoon. I want to start by wishing everyone who celebrates a very, very happy Passover. Passover starts this evening at sundown, and I know this year's celebration is going to be much different than years in the past, but that's okay. You know, we can celebrate as families, we can celebrate with families and friends over video chat, or we can celebrate over the phone. Whatever way we do it is going to be very meaningful, I know, for a lot of individuals. And no matter how you celebrate, I hope that it brings you a sense of peace and joy. So thank you all very much for that. And then also, I want to remind everybody that we have our dance party going on again this evening. This has really been a lot of fun. And fortunate for all the viewers that they don't have to see me dance, and they certainly don't need to hear me sing. But I thank, again, iHeartRadio for their incredible partnership. You can listen on six different stations. It's 93.3 FLZ, Mix 100.7, 95.7 The Beat, Roomba 106.5, 98 Rock, or US 103.5. And it is this evening, as it is every evening, at 6 p.m. And now you can go on to follow the city's Twitter account, at City of Tampa, and you can actually vote on what songs you want to hear each and every evening. From what I hear, the song I voted for is not winning this evening, but that's okay. As long as everybody dances, it'll be a lot of fun. And remember, send your videos and your pictures of yourself dancing to at City of Tampa or hashtag something. I can't remember now. But at City of Tampa, you can send them there. Now, let me give you a case update. We have 626 total cases of COVID-19 in Hillsborough County. Those are continuing to rise, as you know. We've had seven deaths. Unfortunately, there have been two additional deaths since the last update that we provided. In Florida, there are 15,456 total cases with 309 deaths statewide. So I want to introduce our guest this evening. As I told you yesterday when we had a show with Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who talked a great deal about the funding, federal funding that is being released through the CARES Act. And today we have another very, very special guest and a great friend, Eileen Rodriguez. She is the regional director of the Small Business Development Center, which is a part of USF's MUMA School of Business. And she has worked with SBDC since 1997, so she knows what she's talking about. And she specializes in international business and WMBE issues as well. So thank you so much, Eileen, for taking your time out of your very busy schedule to come and answer a lot of questions. There are so many questions going around. Clearly a lot of anxiety for our small businesses. Right. As I have said, you know, time and time again, I share the fact that small businesses are the backbone of our economy here in the city of Tampa. And we do everything that we can to ensure that those businesses are successful. And unfortunately, a lot of those businesses have literally had the rugs pulled out from under them during these trying times. So there are a lot of questions. So could you just start out by describing what the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program, how it works, and who might qualify for those funding?
Certainly. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I really enjoy being here. Good. So the program started on March the 16th. This program is not new. We've had this program in the past. If we remember back to Hurricane Irma and mm-hmm. even the Red Tide, that's the same program that was activated okay. during those emergency situations as well. This year it started on March 16th, and the governor funded that particular bridge loan program with $50 million. Mm-hmm. And so each business owner can go and apply for up to $50,000 for each loan. In some special cases, they can apply for $100,000, but for the majority of the people, they can apply mm-hmm. for $50,000. And And this program, you're going to apply via the Department of Economic Opportunities website, because this is, they're the ones that are really kind of managing that entire loan program.
Okay.
So it's their program. The governor released the funds for it. So who can benefit from this? Small business owners who have between 2 and 100 employees. So those are the folks that can really benefit from that particular loan program. Mm-hmm. So those are the folks that are going to have the 2 to 100 employees. And that also includes 1099. So that's a little bit different than the last time we ran the program. So it's nice. They've expanded it to include contract workers as well.
Oh, good.
So
that's excellent.
Yes, that is very good news.
Now, I have a question for you, too, that it was $50 million and sort of advertised as a first come, first serve. So is there any word on how those funds have been drawn down and if there's a possibility of the funding running out before small businesses can get assistance?
That's a great question. And we have no idea as to where we are within that $50 million, but I can tell you that throughout the state of Florida, there have been a lot of small business owners
yeah.
applying for this loan.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen over 30,000 applications.
Oh my goodness.
And so there's great need in the community throughout the entire state of Florida. We have not heard yet whether the governor is going to issue additional funds
mm-hmm.
for this loan. So we're just waiting along with everyone else at this
okay,
point.
Okay, good. Yeah, I heard today a very disturbing fact that there were over 500,000 individuals who were trying to apply for unemployment through the state's website, and that they were only able to handle up to 5,000 applications a week. And
right.
so that's, you know, people that are waiting desperately for
right.
funding. I hope that we're able to find a solution to that. So what's the best way for small business owners to apply for the program?
So for the state program, the best way for them to apply, in fact, the only way for them to apply is via DEO's website. Mm-hmm. So if they go to floridajobs.gov, I believe, mm-hmm. they can actually go and apply right online. Let me go ahead and make sure I'm giving you the right yes, it's floridajobs.org. I apologize.
Okay.
floridajobs.org. So they can apply directly online. That's the only way to apply right now.
Okay.
So that's how they need to go and apply. But again, bear in mind that we have quite a number of applications, and it is first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we actually had some of our city attorneys prepared to walk individuals through that application process too, because mm-hmm. from my understanding, it's a little bit onerous. So there are a few federal programs as well. Can you run us through those?
Certainly. So there are two federal programs right now that are specifically for the small businesses. The first one is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, otherwise known as EIDL. And that particular program started on March 27th. That's when it got rolled out, and that's when the state of Florida became eligible and was declared a disaster. So small business owners can apply for the EIDL loan. This is at the SBA level. So again, federal, the Small Business Administration. And what small businesses need to know is that they need to apply directly with the SBA at sba.gov.
Okay.
So that's the only portal that you can go through to get that particular loan. That loan is really good because a couple of different things. So the state program, the state loan, is a short-term loan, 0% interest, but it is a 12-month program, so it balloons at the 12th month. And while that sounds like a lot of time right now, it's going to come really quick.
Yeah.
So what we're in telling our small business owners is go ahead and apply for the emergency bridge loan at the state level, but at the same time apply for the federal loan, because that is a longer term loan. That's a 30-year
mm-hmm.
loan. It's not interest free. You do have to pay interest, but it's low. It's 3.75% for for-profit businesses and 2.75% for nonprofit businesses.
Okay.
And so they can go ahead and apply. It's going to take a little longer to get that loan, but once they get that loan, they can use the proceeds from the SBA loan to pay off their
okay.
state loan. So
mm-hmm.
that gives them a little bit more breathing room.
Okay.
So that's a really good scenario for those small business owners.
Okay, now is there the possibility of that loan turning into a grant if they follow certain steps?
So actually there is a portion of that loan that can become a grant. So when small business owners are applying online at the SBA's portal, there's a place for them to click and say, okay, I would like to apply for the $10,000 advance. The $10,000 advance, so let me just give you an example. If somebody's going to apply for $100,000, mm-hmm. they click on the button, they say, well, I want the $10,000 advance. They will get that $10,000 advance ahead of time, of course, hence the word advance. And then the rest of the money that they've requested, if they're approved for the loan, that's that other $90,000 is what's going to become the actual loan. That $10,000 is forgiven.
Oh, okay.
So it's another way to get, you know, money quicker into mm-hmm. into small business owners' hands.
Excellent. All right. Let's see. Can small business owners take advantage of all of the programs that you've mentioned? You talked about the bridge and then the emergency.
Right. Yes. And there is a third one, which is, of course, the paycheck protection.
Paycheck. Mm-hmm.
So the answer is yes, they can. They need to be very careful, though, because some of these programs, for example, if you apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, and you use that to help with your payroll, then you really can't use any of the other loans for payroll purposes. So there's some, okay. you know, you can't really double dip. Mm-hmm. And the PPP cannot be used to pay off the state program. The EIDL loan can. So it gets a little confusing.
There you go.
But honestly, there's a lot of information on our websites. If you go to the SBA website, the information is mm-hmm. on there as well as the DEO's website.
Okay, good. And it probably will be a little difficult to walk through all the nuances. And that's why we're continuing to have individuals on the program that can inform a lot of the viewers as to the particular questions. And we're going to actually have a labor attorney on that mm-hmm. knows what, a lot of the qualifications, specific qualifications, and a lot of the nuances that he'll be able to address, which is very, very important. What are the best websites for accurate, up-to-the-minute information?
So there's so much information out there, and I really want to caution everybody to be very careful where they're getting their information from. Mm-hmm. They really need to go to the source. So for the state loan process, they need to go to the state website, which I mentioned previously is floridajobs.org. For the federal loans, they need to go to the sba.gov website. For the PPP, really the best place for small business owners to get information is they should go directly to their banks, because every loan program has a different source. The PPP is the only one where mm-hmm. you go directly to a bank to apply for that particular loan. So if they have an existing relationship with a bank, they need to start there. If their bank is not participating in that particular program, then they need to shop around and see which bank will mm-hmm. afford them that particular
right.
loan, which would be an SBA lender.
Mm-hmm. And the reason that this funding is going through the banks is to get it out to the small businesses quicker. So everyone needs
right.
to understand that this is a brand new program funding source, and that the rule book has not been written yet. So
right.
there's a lot of questions. So don't get frustrated.
Yeah.
We're going to have information for you. We'll direct you to the websites. There are lending institutions. I know I spoke to someone from Bank of America, and they've already received some of this funding, and they've actually reached out to a lot of the businesses that they work with on a regular basis. So there's a lot of questions that will need to be answered, but we can create this process as we go through it together. So don't get frustrated. It's out there for you. So how about a one-person business? Can they apply?
Great question. So unfortunately, a self-employed person cannot apply for the state bridge loan
okay.
because it has to be 2 people to 100. However, they can take advantage of the EIDL loan. So the SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan is built for self-employed. So yes,
okay.
they can go after that.
And then on the EIDL, their nonprofits are included, correct?
That's correct.
And then is the threshold 500 and below?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, at the federal level, it's 500.
Okay. All right, let's see. Is there help available for a business owner who's struggling to complete these applications?
There is. I'm going to ask everybody for their patience and their understanding. We have tens of thousands of emails and phone calls mm-hmm. and people that are looking for assistance, and we're trying to help everybody. But as you can imagine, it's daunting. It's a very daunting process. And so, yes, we will reach out to you. Just we're asking for everybody's patience.
Do you know if anyone has crafted an FAQ sheet? And where is that on your website as well?
Yes, if you go to our website, you will find it. Our website is sbdctampabay.com. But again, at the SBA website, at the DEO website, that's really where you're going to find a lot of that information.
Excellent.
Yes.
And if you're technologically challenged, like I am, those FAQs are always wonderful because it seems that the issues that I have are the same ones that others frequently encounter. So that would be the first stop, is to go to those FAQs and check those out first and foremost. So do we have questions from our callers?
We do. First question is, we applied to Wells Fargo for a Paycheck Protection Program on Saturday. By Sunday, they stated that they were taking no more names. They never took our actual application. On Tuesday, they stated in an email, due to high demand, they're no longer processing applications. What should I do?
They should look at other banks. Like I said, there are plenty of banks out there that are SBA lenders, and I would definitely start with those banks. It's good that they started with their own bank, but if their own bank doesn't have the capacity or is not even participating, then they need to look at other banks to see who is participating.
How much of the Florida emergency loan has been allocated? When will businesses begin to get responses? If you applied 2 weeks ago, says Marisol are on Facebook.
Okay, so Marisol, the issue is that we don't know exactly how much has been expended at this point. We've not been given that information. DEO has that information, so they do have a call center. You may want to go ahead and call them directly because they're the ones that manage that money. And again, if you go to the DEO website, floridajobs.org, you will be able to find their call center phone number, and you can call them directly. And what was the second part of that question? I'm sorry.
When will businesses begin getting applications processed and accepted?
Right. So the process has begun, but again, it's a first come, first serve. We're looking at the ones that applied starting March 16th, which was the very first day, and so progressively. And again, the crush is on. However, I can tell you that our team is working feverishly, as are all the entire Florida SBDC network, because we're the ones that are trying to help the small businesses with that process, and we are moving them along. We don't make the decisions on who obtains a loan and who does not. That's done through an independent committee, loan committee, and they're the ones that make those decisions. But decisions have been made, and so applications have been approved, have been accepted, and some folks have been starting to get their money. So. Just depends on where you are in the queue.
Good.
And one last question from Chris C. on Facebook. How long will it take before we find out if we're approved for the Florida Bridge Gap Loan?
So for the Florida, it's pretty much the same question that we just answered. It really just depends on where you are in the queue.
Okay, that's all the questions for today.
And there's right now we don't have information on how much, if any, of the $50 million is left, and then we don't really have any idea of how many small businesses applied and where you can't track your progress right now through the queue, can you?
You can, actually.
Oh, good.
So if they've applied, the DEO has ordered these things by PID number, and so the PID number shows you where you are within the queue. So if you have a PID number of 245, you know you're very close to the beginning, whereas if you have a PID number of 15,730, then obviously you're a little bit further away from the beginning of that queue. So your PID number is going to give you that information.
And we actually had one more question come in while we were doing that question. I was told that if you apply for the PPP, you'll be denied the economic disaster loan. I also heard that the funds from the PPP will be subtracted from the economic disaster loan. Is that correct?
Those are two different loans. And so the issue here is, can you use the PPP to pay off the economic, the state of Florida loan? And the answer to that is no. That's why I've told folks, you know, to really utilize the economic injury disaster loan for that aspect of it. The PPP program just got launched on Friday. I mean, it's yeah. barely, you know, 4 days old, 4 business days old. So there's still some changes going on. Again, the best thing for you to do is to talk to your bankers about, you know, the PPP, and the actual application will have information on there, and it will tell you what you can and cannot do with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, it's a learning process for everyone, for the banking institutions,
right.
You know, for the small businesses. But if we all work together to figure this out, then hopefully we'll be able to get relief quickly to those small businesses that need it. So any other?
That's it.
That's it? All right. Thank you so much. That was so informative.
Thank you.
I am glad I don't have to apply, but I'm glad that we have information. We have individuals that can help those in need get through this. So for more information about the coronavirus and resources that may be available to help during these difficult times, again, visit our website, tampagov.net, for anything and everything that you need to know about the virus and about the resources that are available. We also have information on there about the bridge loans through the state and about the CARES Act as well, and the funding that's available through that. You can also please text Tampa Ready or Tampa Lista for Spanish alerts. Tampa Ready, Tampa Lista to 888-777, and you'll receive real-time text updates dealing with the virus. And for business information, Tampa Biz, B-I-Z, to 888-777. And we send out information dealing with the different funding that's available and trying to keep you updated on all of the business needs and the business relief that's available. And again, we are within the city of Tampa crafting our own program that will provide some relief for citizens and for our small businesses as well. So stay tuned for that coming out. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, we have our recovery hotline, our call center, and that is 833-TPA-INFO, 833-TPA-INFO. And you can call and talk to someone there, and they can either answer your questions or get you to the right individual or group that can help you. And they have Spanish speakers there as well. And then I know you were all waiting on this, at City of Tampa for your photos and your videos for the dance party. And then also hashtag happy at home TPA. So you can send it there as well. I also want to thank everyone in the community for adhering to the Safer at Home. The evidence is starting to come in that we are being successful in flattening that curve. Some of the modeling that is being done, as I said yesterday, indicates that we may hit that peak a little bit earlier and that it won't be as high as was first anticipated before we put the Safer at Home order in place here in Hillsborough County. So thank you to each and every one of you that are staying at home. I appreciate it. We are very, very grateful here in the city of Tampa. And remember that the social distancing is the key to flattening that curve. So making sure you're staying 6 feet away from each other and then taking those simple steps to disinfect, hand washing, and then cleaning surfaces with an alcohol content disinfectant. So very important. Also, if you have it available, please wear a mask when you're out in public. And a mask can be made out of anything. A bandana, a lot of people are making the cloth masks to just provide to our community. And then we are still on the hunt for as many N95 masks as we can possibly find. But that is encouraged. The CDC came out with that. There are a lot of cities that are starting to require that. And it's a step that I would like to take, but we have to be able to ensure that everyone is able to have the masks in order to wear them if it becomes something that is mandated. So thank you all very much for keeping up all the good work. And as I always ask you, please, please, please remember to be kind. We want kindness to be more contagious than this virus here in Tampa. And I know that we can all do it working together. Lastly, I want to give a big shout out and a huge, huge thank you to everyone that's out there on the front lines. All of our healthcare workers that are out there working long hours to take care of those individuals that have been stricken with this virus, and also for those that are in intensive care and doing everything that they can to get those individuals back up on their feet. Thank you to all of our first responders. You know, the people that don't have a choice, that have to be out there at work every day making sure that our community is safe. Thank you to all of the City of Tampa workers. Everyone on our team, all 4,500 members, are essential in my eyes. And some of you are out there making sure every day that our water is clean and available. The sanitation, we're picking up all of the debris out in our community, fixing the broken water pipes, taking care of that wastewater. You are the heroes in our community because you're out there getting the job done every single day. So I say thank you very much, and our community says thank you for all that you do every day to make sure that we are safe. I know the frustration. I know that these are hard times for each and every one of us. And, you know, it can be frustrating, but it's not going to be much longer. And please adhere to the safer at home. And the longer we stay away from each other here, the quicker we're going to get out from under this virus, and we're going to be able to go back to our day-to-day activities. So again, thanks to everyone that's doing what it takes to keep our community safe. And try to find the good in things out there. You know, be kind to your neighbors. Call and see if somebody needs something. You know, help out the kids. I know that there's a great deal of appreciation for teachers now that the parents are all doing the schooling from home. But, you know, just try to find a way that you can be kind to others in our community. It's what makes us the greatest city in the nation,